relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Maybe the lateness of the hour makes me seem bluer than I am. But in my heart there is a shower. I hope she'll be happier with him.
Congratulations. You've outdone yourself, Chad. What a great choice. I hadn't even thought of that song from the great, now late, Bill Withers. You will be missed. Your music will be forever. I am in a really good mood. It's Friday. I'm going to bring takeout to my family. Well, all of us who are home at the moment. Some of us are elsewhere. But I want to make you angry. Can I make you angry? Can I give you some fire in your belly? Before we go to Mark, Peter, and Clifford, I want to play you two audio cuts. One of them is truly disgusting. And the other one is heinous. There's a magazine editor called David Remnick. He edits The New Yorker. And on CNN, this is what he said about the man who is saving American lives right now as the commander-in-chief. The New Yorker's David Remnick. Cut one.
The president of the United States, well, the cocktail of all his worst qualities, his mendaciousness, his constant telling of lies, his narcissism, his lack of empathy for people in general, his obsession with the money classes, etc., has led to disaster, has led to delay. And this will be, and I think history will prove this, this will be something that's paid in human lives, and that's an enormous tragedy.
So the man who is working every hour God sends him to save David Remnick is responsible for death. But I am grateful to David Remnick because he just gave us a beautiful description of who he is. He must have been looking in the mirror. His mendacity, his narcissism, his lack of empathy. And the last one, the most outrageous, the president's obsession with the moneyed classes. The moneyed classes. Right. Look at any one of the president's rallies. You hack. You stinking, putrid excuse of a man, David Remnick. This is the man who stood up for the forgotten men and women who had been betrayed by you, Remnick, and the rest of your globalizing scum. This is the man who said, no, America will not creep into the shadows, fade into the night. America is great and will be great again. You disgust American patriots. Perhaps even more galling, because it attacks a man's faith, is Byron Pitts. They brought back Nightline on ABC. And this is what Byron Pitts had to say to the vice president, who is the point person for the president's response to the Chinese coronavirus. Byron Pitts, cut two.
For you, sir, like so many of us in our nation, you are a person of deep faith. No one doubts that. When you talk to God in your moments alone, do you find yourself worrying at all that people you represent and care deeply about have died and will die who did not need to because of steps the federal government did not take soon enough?
You're a man of faith, so how do you feel about the people who died because the federal government didn't do enough? The federal government didn't do enough? What was the left doing for the last 3.5 years? What was Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Jerry Nadler, and Adam Schiff doing between September and February of this year? Was there one hearing, could have been for an hour, of Chairman Schiff's Intelligence Committee, just one, about the Chinese virus? No. Were there hundreds of hours worth of impeachment hearings? You pathetic oxygen thief, Byron Pitt. Okay, I hope I got you angry enough. Oh, and if you haven't done so already, this is personal for me. They're attacking Mike Lindell right now. Journalists like this person, Adam Klasfeld, look him up on Twitter, Adam Klasfeld, is asking for dirt on Mike Lindell, My Pillow. Why? Because from the White House, he said, we need to pray. We need to turn to God and read the Bible. Support Mike Lindell now, my friends. He's dedicating 70% of his production to making face masks. Support him. Go to MyPillow.com. Use my promo code GORKA. Buy his products to show the left what you think of them. Thank you. Let's go to Hawaii. We love getting calls from Hawaii. Clifford, line 4. Welcome to America First.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka, for taking my call.
Sure.
I had a suggestion, if you can get it to the president, I don't know if it's worth anything, but, you know, this hydrochloroquine.
Yes.
Why don't they use it as a, like they do the flu shot, you know, be proactive rather than reactive?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a good question. It doesn't quite work like that. There are some indicators that hydroxychloroquine can be used in a prophylactic fashion, but it's not a vaccine. It's an anti-malaria drug that works in a way with zinc to make it difficult for the virus to do its damage inside the body. So it's a slightly different dynamic, but millions of tablets have been generated, have been donated. So you know that now, finally, the media is having to run stories about how it works. So sooner or later, this will be as available as possible. Great, great suggestion. And you know the president is on it. God bless you, Clifford. All the best to our friends in Hawaii. Let's go to Mark in Cleveland, who wants to talk about my buddy, Mike Lindell.
Dobre den, doctor. First of all, I'd just like to mention that my private firearm that I carry on me is my .38 five-shot Charter Arms.
I love Charter Arms. I love it. I have an old one from the 80s. Classic gun.
I put this in my pocket, and you know, they wouldn't even know I'm carrying the damn thing.
You sneaky little man. We've got another caller I need to get in. So, Mark, what brings you to our show today?
Okay, real quick, I was going to mention that, first of all, the guy called on Mike Gallagher show. And the place where he works, this woman's attacking, you know, she's Trump derangement syndrome, and she's mentioning that Mike Lindell is brown-nosing the president to get a tax break.
Oh,
these people never give up. They never give
That's
up.
Disgusting.
But one last thing I'd like to finish with, if
yeah.
I could.
Yeah.
Chinese phrase, Dong Muni An Kan Kan Yet Zong Yi. And I learned the phrase is basically when a girl meets a guy and she brings him home, at first they don't like him. But after that, they start to talk to him. They understand his intellectual ability, et cetera, and in the end, they like him. And I have turned so many people onto 1420 here in Cleveland, and especially your show. And the results are just amazing. When I'm even one of my best friends, he's there. Mark, if you didn't turn me on, he's there. I love Dr. Gorka. He's there. I was in the dark a year and a half ago.
Wow, Mark.
And I've gotten so many results and people learning.
Thanks.
And to turn off that damn television and heske den.
Dziękuję bardzo. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark. Keep doing that. Keep spreading the word. Let's squeeze in one more called Peter in Denver.
Dr. Gorka, how you doing?
Good, but I've got 70 seconds, Peter. I wanted to squeeze you in.
Okay, I could do this quick. Those comments by those guys you were saying.
Yes.
You know, I love the way they always bring God into the... You know, I know how God feels by his word about the taking of 2,500 innocent lives a day.
A day.
Okay,
a
I can answer that question. A day.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's awful. And, it's awful. So what have you seen? You called in because you went to Costco?
Yes, I went to Costco. And I just went there for prescriptions, and the line was around the block this morning. So I figured I'd go home and wait. So I got there, and it was the same thing. But I talked to the guy at the door. He said, if you get here for prescription, you can go in. But, you know, looking around, it got me thinking, you know, this might be a good thing. We're getting a taste of everyday life in most socialist countries.
Yes, but this is so important, Peter. Everybody who understands that has to communicate it. What you are seeing now, no toilet paper, lines for baked beans, that's every day in a socialist country. Well, wonderful, wonderful point. God bless you, Peter. Next here in America First, the Vice President of the Heritage Foundation, Jim Carafano, and then Yanya Kelek. You don't want to miss a second.
Making sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. It definitely has that Friday feeling about it today, this show. What a show. What a show. Before we get on with our next guest, I have a request from our friends at the Job Creators Network. This is a difficult time for those who aren't in quote-unquote essential industries. Whether it's the service industry, whether it's restaurants, you name it, especially if you're a small business owner. Tough, tough time. And the backbone of our nation are the small businesses. That's why you saw that press briefing yesterday about you and how important you are. Would you please share your stories? Our friends at the Job Creators Network want to hear about how the government shutdown, the corona Chinese virus, is affecting you, whether you own a small business or whether you work for a small business. Share your story today. Call our patriotmobile.com voicemail number and share your own experience. The number, 703-585-3668. That's 703-585-3668. We want to know if you see things differently and how the local governments, the state governments have affected you. Job Creators Network represents small businesses. There is an individual who I knew before he became famous. He is a man with prodigious eyebrows who used to smile. Not so much today because he is chairman of the Joint Chiefs and he gave quite a speech from the podium in the White House. This is General Mark Milley during the coronavirus response team briefing. Play cut six.
We're at war with COVID-19. We're at war with terrorists, and we are at war with the drug cartels as well. This is the United States military. You will not penetrate this country. You will not get past Jump Street. You're not going to come in here and kill additional Americans. And we will marshal whatever assets are required to prevent your entry into this country to kill Americans. So right now, the Navy has marshaled additional Greyhull ships from both PACOM and UCOM and for the naval fleet at Norfolk. And they are set sail already, and they are in the Caribbean right now. In addition to that, there's 10 Coast Guard cutters and their Special Operations Forces and Security Force Assistance Brigades, along with Air Force reconnaissance aircraft. The bottom line is you're not going to get through. Now is not the time to try to penetrate the United States with illegal drugs to kill Americans. We're the United States military, and we will defend our country regardless of the cost.
Now, lots of questions out there. Why was he there? Why did he make this statement? I haven't talked to the president since I called him during impeachment. Doesn't that seem a long time ago? But somebody who might have an opinion, we know he does. He is Mr. National Security and Foreign Policy for the Conservative Mothership, the Heritage Foundation. And you know when you can separate the men from the boys? The men come into the studio for the interview. He's James Carafano. Welcome back, James.
Well, we're still low risk. We're 6 feet apart. I'm not touching anything.
But what's your take on why that happened? As an old Army guy, nuclear artillery, give us your take.
Here's where we're going to start. Is how General Milley got hired as Chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff. So, you know, the president picks them, but normally what happens is Secretary of Defense does all the interviews and everything, and they say, here's who I think you ought to pick. Right. And then normally they say, okay, and here's the other guys. Or, you know, just give people the niceness of having an interview.
A little bit of a choice. Right.
So Milley is not the guy they all picked. They picked the other guy. The other guy got a 5-minute interview, and the president said, hey, thanks. Milley went in there. It came out an hour later.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump was like, That's my guy. We're done.
And I like his style. And the cut of his jib.
With that speech you heard, now you know why. Because Milley's a guy who goes out and he does things.
No nonsense.
And he does things. So here's the...
Because that was a shot across the bow,
right,
to multiple threat groups. It wasn't just China and information warfare. It was the drug cartels, the terrorists. Why is that happening now?
So you know, here's the reality is in the Jayanta South, you know, so this is the headquarters in...
Explain that, Joint Task Force, Interagency.
Interagency Task Force, right, which is in Key West, which collects all the information on the drug smugglers, and then it ferrets it out to CBP, FBI, Coast Guard, Navy, whatever,
right,
foreign countries, and they go out and they do the interdiction. They used to say, we could only on a good day interdict half the stuff we see.
Yeah,
right. Because we just don't have the access
to that.
This is so much. That was 15 years ago. Over the course of the Obama administration, I'm not picking on anybody, but over the course of the Obama administration, that mission dwindled and dwindled and dwindled. So now we were picking up in single digits the stuff that was out there.
Wow.
So since the day the president came in office, he's wanted to scratch this issue. That why are the cartels getting a free lunch? And ironically, because the world's actually slightly quieter now. You know, Russia's kind of quiet. Iran's busy.
Busy internally.
Yeah.
Right.
We actually have assets to free up to do this mission. And so now the president has a chance to stick at the cartels and... They're going to do that. Every asset they put out there, they're going to be picking up a drug runner.
You have a military career. You now have been in policy in the Beltway for a long time. You've written speeches at the highest level of the administration. Share with our listeners, Jim, why these things matter. The rhetoric of statecraft isn't just on an auto cue. It's not just a piece of paper. The way a nation talks matters, doesn't it?
Well, I think my shtick is always, it's rhetoric and action.
Right.
That's together. The real mark of statecraft. And the what's key about the president's rhetoric is it's always focused on the most important audience. And today, the most important audience is the American people, having confidence that they have a leader that can lead them through this. And his style is, I mean, there's a reason why the nightly briefings have such incredible ratings. And it's not just because because they're incredibly informative, they are, but it's because the president engages with Americans that the way everyday Americans, they understand what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And remember you said this during the campaign, people that support him take him seriously,
yes,
literally, and the
right,
people that hate him, right,
take him literally and not seriously. Right.
But here's what makes him effective is, he also backs it up with action. It doesn't do any good to say, we're going to go after the drug cartels if you're not actually
doing it,
going to put resources out there. Obama gave this wonderful speech in Cairo. It was magical.
Talked about the Cairo speech.
We're going to engage with the Muslim world. Everybody remembers it was a magical. Nobody could tell you one word of what he said because nothing happened. And so, you know, glorious words without action are meaningless. And honestly, rough, tumble, plain spoken in your face.
With action to follow it up.
Kicks ass every day of the week.
Let me just share with you, because I don't do this enough and people say they like it. So as far as I'm concerned,
of the president's speeches, you can already rank them in terms of historic import in his first administration. God willing, there'll be two. The most important ones, in addition to the last State of the Union, as far as I'm concerned, are the Warsaw speech, right. Number one, which is just about who we are and what we fight for. And then the second most important, or the third, is the Riyadh speech, in which it was tough. 53 Arab Muslim leaders in the room. Right. Right. It was tough love. And with regards to what happened afterwards, and this is exactly what you said, I had an Arab woman come up to me 3 weeks later after he made that speech. And she said to me, "That's the speech the Middle East has been waiting for for 18 years. Yep. Boom. That's the difference.
Absolutely.
Jim Carafano, JJ Carafano on Twitter, heritage.org. Back with our good friend in a moment. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Job Creators Network.
You heard the despicable story of what the left, what the media are doing with Mike Lindell, simply because in the White House he dared to avow his Christian faith and say it's time now that we're back with families to perhaps pray and read the Bible. If you want to support what that man stands for, a man who's turned around 75% of his MyPillow factories to making masks for first responders, go and shop at his website. It's the easiest way to support that man of faith and also this program, because he is one of our great, great sponsors and guest hosts. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. And because you're a friend of America First, Mike is going to give you 60% off if you use my name. All of his products. I sleep on his pillows, his Giza Dream Sheets. My dog sleeps on his MyPillow bed, and he loves it. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code G-O-R-K-A to support Mike Lindell. We are back with our good friend, Jim Carafano, Vice President of the Heritage Foundation for all things national security. Join the Heritage Foundation, support the Heritage Foundation, check out the Daily Signal. We love the Daily Signal, which is their media platform. You are such a prolific writer. You are constantly looking ahead over the horizon. One of the big questions that we should be grappling with already is what happens after. We will pass through this. We will contain it. The president is right. It will end. You've written a piece, or it's about to come out, on how does all of this affect our allies?
Right.
Jim Carafano, what does Europe look like after Corona?
But can I tell you my Mike Lindell story?
Yeah.
Which I told you before, actually. Remember when they wanted to boycott Laura Ingraham?
Yes.
And I forget what she said, and she's a good friend. And Mike said, the hell I'm going to pull my advertising,
right.
Go to hell. Right. So I immediately went out and bought four pillows.
Good for you.
And I call them my Laura Ingraham pillows.
Did you get them a little embossed engraving on it, a little stitching?
No.
That's fabulous. See, that's the attitude I'm calling for, guys. Do what Jim did. Support Mike Lindell. Tell him to go to hell. So Europe after COVID?
Yeah. So I think this is a lot of interesting. Europe is not going to be the same. And part of the reason for that is different parts of Europe are going to come out of this very, very differently.
Yes.
And we all talk about Italy. We don't talk, for example, about the Netherlands, which said, well, we have a very strong medical system. Let's just run its course. And their course, they're doing terrible.
Right.
Same thing with Sweden. So different parts of Europe are going to. It's going to be a more divided Europe than ever in the sense of what kind of condition they're in coming out of this.
So writing on the wall for the EU?
I think the EU is going to survive in part because, remember, fundamentally, what is the European Union? It is a trading bloc.
Which started off as a security thing.
But what is Europe going to need more than anything?
Trade.
People are going to have to get back in business. Right. So the first thing they're going to do is they're not going to get rid of their trading block, right? Because they're going to have to trade with each other to get back in business. So I think the EU...
Does that mean the UK is in trouble?
No, I think the UK is going to come out of this stronger than ever.
But even though Brexit?
I always said that the UK and the EU are going to be... In the long run, everybody's going to be stronger because the UK, outside of the EU... can get rid of all these regulations. Yeah. They can compete much more aggressively. And then the EU will have to change to keep up with Britain. But the Russians and the Chinese are already licking their chops saying, where can I go in and pick off the weak systems?
Yeah, where can I peel off people? Yeah.
Where can I go in and say, hey, Italy.
Let me help you.
Yeah, let me give you a couple of yuan or whatever the hell they sell there. No, that's South Korea. whatever. Turn your back on... You turn your back in the United States. Now, most Italians right now hate the Chinese. The five-star movement, which is the major, they would cut a deal with the Chinese in a New York minute. So the question will be is, can you vote these yahoos out fast enough before they can do something? But the Chinese and the Russians will be going into Ukraine. There'll be all these kind of the weak sister countries, and they'll be looking to cut deals with wacky administrations. Now, Hungary, right? Which people pick on Hungary, but Hungary's not going to fall for this because Hungary is actually very strong. They have very few cases. Their economy's in very good shape. They've been very tough.
Very tough.
They're never going to be stupid enough to be bought by the Russians and the Chinese. Yeah. They might do business with the Russians and the Chinese, but they're never going to be owned by them. So
40 years of Soviet occupation
was enough.
gives you a certain prism through which to analyze that.
So we could see some bright stars coming out of Central Europe. We could see some real problem children in Spain and Italy. We'll have to see what happens in France and the UK.
I always have great hope for Poland. Poland is a rock in that region.
So they may hate Donald Trump with a passion. But they're going to need him more than ever.
Yeah, funny how geopolitics trumps emotion. We've been talking to Jim Carafano of the Heritage Foundation. Follow him right now. He's preventing World War III one tweet at a time. JJ Carafano, and check out and please join the incredible organization that is the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your immune system is more important than ever right now. How do you ensure that it is as strong as possible? You got to exercise, you got to eat the right thing, and how do you make sure that you're getting everything you need? Do what I do. Dr. Douglas Howard has created the incredible Balance of Nature, which is just essential nutrients. It is when you take those six little capsules, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables, you are taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. It is a remarkable product for me as far as I'm concerned. It is health in your hand. If you buy Balance of Nature right now and use my name, Dr. Douglas Howard will give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com or call them 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. But you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. Back with Epoch Times, Janja Kielek.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
If you enjoyed our interview with Adam Carolla, you must watch the new film that he co-hosts with my colleague Dennis Prager. It's called No Safe Spaces. Of course you can't get it on Netflix and Amazon because it's about the threat of political correctness and what we have to do about it. But you can get it yourself directly at nosafespaces.com. It is the only film I know that has a 99% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. If you go to nosafespaces.com, you can download it, stream it, order the DVD, and you'll get 25% off if you use the promo code SAVE25. That's nosafespaces.com to live stream, download Dennis and Adam Carolla's latest movie. Use SAVE25 for 25% off and watch it today. We are continuing the discussion of all things Wuhan Corona COVID virus. And we are very excited to do that with a friend of the show, somebody whose organization has been doing incredible things when it comes to talking the truth and also covering the things that the rest of the mainstream fake news industrial complex doesn't wish to cover. He is Jan Jakielek, senior editor at Epoch Times. Follow him, Jan Jakielek, J-E-K-I-E-L-E-K on Twitter, and go to Epoch Times as well. Jan, welcome back to America First.
So great to be here, Seb. Thanks a lot.
First things first, let's do taxonomy. Let's get our labels right. I cover all bases, and I call it the Chinese Wuhan coronavirus. What is the Epoch Times nomenclature for this global pandemic now?
Well, so this is a really excellent question, okay? And I'll tell you at the outset, we favor CCP virus.
CCP, okay, answer, interesting. Okay, yeah, explain that to our listeners and viewers.
Well, and it's a little bit of an explanation. So, and it will probably cover some of the things that you want to talk about today too. Well, okay, we like to call a spade a spade, and one of the biggest falsehood that the Chinese Communist Party, which is the CCP, which is the parasitic organization that actually runs China, that sits on top of the government of China, controlling everything with its evil tentacles, if you will. I mean, some people have framed it that way, but it literally kind of operates like this. The Chinese Communist Party has told the Chinese people for decades, and also told the West, that it essentially speaks for the Chinese people. How many times have you heard you've hurt the feelings of the Chinese people coming from a Chinese Communist Party spokesperson,
yes,
right? It says it speaks for the Chinese people, and it also conflates the concept of China with the Chinese Communist Party, so that when people outside of China or even inside China attack the CCP very, very legitimately, and this whole COVID-19 CCP virus pandemic shows us why one might want to do that, many Chinese people feel like they're being attacked personally, right? So they'll go and defend the Communist Party, right, because they want to defend China's honor. But these things are completely separate. So what CCP virus actually does, what this naming does, it does two things, okay? First of all, when I talk to our Chinese counterparts in the Epoch Times, of course, we have this, you know, a lot of deep dive information coming out of China. I think we were some of the first to report about how the numbers were grossly underreported out of China and so forth. When we talk to our counterparts, they don't mind Chinese virus. They don't mind Wuhan virus. That's just calling it, according to normal convention.
Yes,
right?
Like the Spanish flu. Exactly, right.
Exactly, like the Spanish flu or something like that. However, there are Chinese who do feel like they are, they're being attacked, again, for the similar reasons that I just described, right? So what CCP virus does is it allows you to do a couple of things. One is it allows you to break that horrible narrative that the Chinese Communist Party has been so effective at creating, right, which is China equals CCP. It does not. Two, it lays the blame for this pandemic where it deserves to be laid,
yes,
which is at the hands of the Chinese Communist Party, which at best dramatically covered this up and allowed for this virus to basically spread when it knew the damage it could do already throughout the world. That's at best. And of course, there's all sorts of other theories about what they actually did, but we won't know that because they won't let anyone in to actually look at it. They've destroyed evidence and everything else.
So this is very useful. So it separates the Chinese people from the regime that is that country. In the couple of minutes we have left with Jan Jakielek of the Epoch Times, please tell us, Jan, why China today isn't simply just another country. Why it shouldn't be treated, this regime should not be treated as if it's the same as Belgium or Canada. What is the bare essentials of why we must not do that?
The bottom line is, in the country of China run by the Chinese Communist Party, the party comes first over everything else, over human lives. And that's critical to understand, right? Over human lives, over the economy of the world, and we're seeing what's happening. The political consideration under Communist Party rule trumps everything else. And lives simply are a far, far second consideration. And if you understand this basic principle, I think any leader or policymaker, it will be pretty clear to them what it's like working with a country that actually has rule of law, or that rule of law is important and has to be adhered to, and a country where the political Communist Party consideration is the paramount thing that must be adhered to.
Can we keep you on for just the last segment, just for three more minutes?
Sure.
Okay, in the meantime, just tell your listeners right now, our viewers, how people can subscribe to Epoch Times.
So if you're interested in subscribing, we're actually seeing a big surge. It's incredible. I'm hearing all these things about media having a lot of difficulties.
You've got to be quick. You've got to be quick. We're up against a hard break. Where do they have to go?
Joinepoch.com, joinepoch.com. Joinepoch.com. There's an offer there for $1 for the first month, I believe. Check it out. You won't be disappointed.
Fabulous. Joinepoch.com. Joinepoch.com. Do it now if you want reliable information. We will be back with Jan Jakelic of the Epoch Times. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Tens of thousands of Americans are getting everyday pain relief, including me. You could be the next success story. Find out for yourself by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com for just $19.95. Also, if you have been liberated from your daily pain by Relief Factor, they want to hear your story. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team behind Relief Factor, want you to share your story. So please call their toll-free number, 800-500-8384, and then punch option 5. That's 800-500-8384, option 5, to share your stories of being liberated from your daily pain by this incredible product that I take, called Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com. Back with Jan Jakelic in a moment.
Portions of America First are sponsored by Moral Compass LLC's No Safe Spaces movie.
We do like guests who can be flexible, and when there's so much knowledge to share, they can stay with us for an extra segment. Today, it is senior editor for Epoch Times, Jan Jakelic. Follow him at Jan Jakelic on Twitter, J-E-K-I-E-L-E-K. Jan, Epoch Times has been doing incredible work on Russiagate, what I call Obamagate, on the COVID Wuhan China virus. In just the last couple of minutes we have left on today's show, what are the biggest lies that is being told, that are being told by the Communist Party in China, that American listeners and our fellow citizens must be disabused of?
Seb, I'll tell you the biggest one, and this is in some ways the most concerning, okay? Because a lot of our media and even organizations like Johns Hopkins, which carries, of course, the main COVID-19 or CCP virus numbers across the world, it's the Chinese numbers that are false. Okay, the Chinese numbers.
So the death rates, the infected rates.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's multiple lines of evidence for this, okay? But the bottom line is that China, under the Communist Party, is structurally unable to actually provide good numbers because there's incentives at every level of government to actually prevent correct reporting.
Because, okay, because this is so important. This is so important. Because if you displease the party with the truth, you'll get in trouble. Correct?
You'll get in big trouble, right? So that's one piece. But then you also have these lines of evidence, which we've been reporting on, you know, for quite a while now, where you have one single crematorium in Wuhan, okay, which actually is giving out more ashes than the total number of death cases in all of China.
So one crematorium that is giving out more urns of ashes of cremated Chinese victims than the total number of reported deaths. That's stunning. But I don't hear that on CNN or the Washington Post, Jan.
I've seen more of that story out there lately, and I'm kind of shocked that people aren't reporting it. Another one is that there's been this dramatic increase in the number of cell phone accounts which are being canceled. I think it's like 21 million of
them, and
this basically, why is this important? Because in China, you need your cell phone for everything. Your social credit score is on there. If you want to pay for anything, you need it. You cannot cancel your cell phone casually. Okay.
Right. So these are the indicators that they are lying to the world, and that's why we have to have sources like Jan Jekelek and the Epoch Times. Go to joinepoch.com, and in the meantime, we'll close with the president as we do every Friday.
And to those who would try to impose socialism on the United States, we again deliver a very simple message. America will never be a socialist country.